Welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast, where you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Today is August 15th, 2020, and we have three things for you today. Our first comes from India. If you are not a fan of Indian cricket, oof, I'm so sorry. You need to be a fan of Indian cricket. MS Dhoni, Mahendra Singh Dhoni, the team captain for many, many years, the Indian national cricket team captain, played in many World Cups, has a movie called MS Dhoni, The Untold Story, starring Sushant Singh Rajput playing MS Dhoni, has officially announced his retirement and is officially retiring from international cricket. Dhoni is a legend when it comes to cricket. He is just absolutely amazing when it comes to creating the team, everything that he went through. He is 39 years old, approaching 40 this year, or actually just turned 39 in early July. Just a few stats that are just absolutely insane as a wicketkeeper, mainly wicketkeeper slash batsman. He was a team captain for many years. He played in multiple World Cups. I could go on and on and on. The last time he played was in the T20s of last year in February in versus Australia. He's announcing his retirement, which means the legend of MS Dhoni is officially over. But just a couple of accomplishments are the 2011 World Cup, winning that back when I was graduating from high school. And I remember our whole family, all four of us, staying up watching the World Cup in Arizona and just being ecstatic for India as a whole and being very proud to be an Indian. As well as that, there's a bunch of IPL, the India Premier League, competitions that he was a part of. If you don't know, cricket is huge, absolutely huge in India and just across the world. I would argue that more people in India watch cricket than the Super Bowl here in the States. Yeah, definitely. Especially when it comes to the World Cup and things like that. So the song I've linked is actually from that movie, the MS Dhoni Untold Story movie. I'm going to play a small excerpt for you here. So I don't speak Hindi that well, but if you are paying attention to the lyrics there, the lyrics are Har Gali Mein Dhoni Hai. And what that means, and it translates to, I'm Googling it right now, but what that basically translates to is there's a Dhoni in every lane, which means the, so for backing up a little bit, a gully is basically an alleyway. Or like a small sliver of a road, like a back alley type thing. And if you go to India, you would be very hard-pressed to not find someone playing cricket with a bunch of friends or just people in the area in any of the back alleys, any of the places, even in the streets, like on the sides of the road, if there's a giant open field, 9 times out of 10, it's being used for some type of cricket. And so this song is called Har Gali Mein Dhoni Hai, and it translates to, there's a Dhoni in every lane. So anytime you're driving down the street, you're walking the dog, you are going steaming to the tourist places in India, there's a Dhoni in that lane. There's someone that is inspired by him. There's someone that can be as big of a cricket player as he was, as he is, in this gully, in this lane. So the song is fantastic. Highly, highly recommend you to check out the movie if you haven't already. It's a fantastic film and tells the untold story of MS Dhoni. Our second good thing today is good for the platform, not necessarily good for everybody, is President Trump now has a profile on the TikTok rival app, Triller. The president has about 3,000 followers and climbing on the platform. It's not really good news for pretty much anybody, I think, as someone that does not support President Trump and the administration. But it is interesting, maybe good news for Triller, as Triller has now been known as like where more celebrities are creating accounts and where there's more people coming to the platform. But at the same time, even after the TikTok ban went through with the Trump administration, Triller is just one of several apps that has seen a sharp uptick in users. So they have about 700,000 downloads in the past month. TikTok said in April of this year they had hit 2 billion downloads globally, with just 315 million downloads in the first quarter of 2020 alone, the first quarter being January to March, April. So huge uptick in downloads for Triller. I haven't seen that much traction when it comes to reposting content off of Triller. There's been a lot of hoopla about Instagram Reels, but Triller is slowly getting more and more celebrities, and potentially that will attract some people to come to the platform, create their own accounts, and follow those celebrities. So Microsoft has still in talks about acquiring TikTok, which we'll see if that actually goes through. And there's potential that Twitter is still interested. There's still that date of September 15th, 2020, when Microsoft has said they're expected to complete the discussions. But I think the good news here is basically just that there's a competitor, Triller, that launched 2 years before TikTok but never saw the traction that TikTok saw. And some people look at Triller as kind of an adult version of TikTok, where the content is a little bit more risque, but with so many people coming from TikTok that are younger users, there's not that much adult content, at least on my feed, that I've seen. So I'm not sure exactly how that rap started about it being a adult version of TikTok, but now that there's a huge influx of users that are posting younger version TikToks, I guess you could call them, dance videos, etc., the app is probably going to adjust to more of that type of content. So we'll see how this goes, but I think it's good news for Triller that you have someone that is very well known, President Trump, jumping onto the app. Or it could actually be a bad thing, because if you see the video on Triller, all the comments are basically talking about how, oh, this app is now uncool, get off the platform, just a lot of negative comments on that interaction, which was understanding. Like, that totally makes sense when you have a controversial figure like President Trump joining a social media platform in general. But at the same time, there are some conservatives on Triller, and there are some conservative accounts that post conservative content. So I think it's good news for Triller, but at the same time, it could deter a lot of people to get away from Triller because Trump is on Triller. It's the same effect of like when you are on a platform, let's say Instagram, and your mom or dad make an Instagram profile, you're like, oh, this is no longer cool because my parents are on it. Same thing happened with Facebook a couple years back when a bunch of parents and adults started using that platform. Most of the kids are like, oh, it's no longer my thing anymore because I want to use Instagram, or like my parents are on here, so I'm going to be more careful about what I post. I have family on this platform, etc. So we'll see how it goes, but I think it might be good news for Triller. Our last good thing of the day is after today's game in the NBA, the NBA playoffs are officially set. The Portland Trailblazers beat the Memphis Grizzlies in the play-in game, the first of its kind in the NBA, and they are officially the eighth seed in the Western Conference, which means our matchups are as follows. The Los Angeles Lakers, the first seed in the West, versus the eighth seed Portland Trailblazers. The second seed in the West is the Los Angeles Clippers, facing the seventh seed Dallas Mavericks. Third seed, Houston Rockets, versus the 4th seed Oklahoma City Thunder. The 5th seed, versus the 6th seed Oklahoma City Thunder. And then 4 and 5 is the Denver Nuggets versus the Utah Jazz in the West. In the East, you have the 1st seed Milwaukee Bucks against the Orlando Magic. The 2nd seed Toronto Raptors versus the Brooklyn Nets. The 3 seed Indiana Pacers the 3 seed Boston Celtics versus the Philadelphia Sixers. And the 4 and 5s are Indiana Pacers versus the Miami Heat. The playoffs are slated to start on Tuesday, with the first game on Monday with the first game. And from there, we'll have the regular NBA playoffs, and eventually the two conferences will meet. As you know, I'm still a little bummed that the Suns didn't make the playoffs, but we'll just see how we go from there. All right. Well, that is it for today's edition of Three Good Things. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on Twitter. My handle is @SharduLGo. That's SHARDULGO. And my DMs are always open if you want to be a featured guest on the podcast. As always, thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12, 15 minutes out of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow.